Here we are. It's time for the good stuff. So just take a moment, pause, take a nice deep breath, and let's just have a nice little dose of good stuff because we all know that helps our day. What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, all sorts of news? No need to roam for information. You can grab Tri-State Livestock News. It's a great resource. Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Just visit them online at tsln.com.
BlackHillStockShow.com. That's where you need to go to find out about the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up in Rapid City, January 26th through February 3rd. Cattle shows and sales, horse shows and sales, four nights of extreme bull riding starting on the 26th. Don't miss the Bronx for breakfast. And, of course, the trade show that has over 300 vendors is phenomenal. Too many events to mention right here, so we encourage you to go to BlackHillStockShow.com, get your tickets, and check out the full lineup of events.
The clock is ticking, 2 weeks.
So, the Rookie's First Calving Season by Ken Moreland.
Oh, very good.
Calving season will be coming up here in a while.
I was just going to say, I just did a calving piece not very long ago. It must be on our minds.
Week one, it's a cool winter evening with a breeze out of the west. I just love this ranching life, and I love calving time the best. I see the little calves as they wildly romp in the sun and lie down on a grassy hill for a short nap in the sun. Every hour on the hour, I jump lightly on my feet and hustle to the calving lot, another baby sure to greet. I rub him down with a sack and put him in a stall. I wait to make sure that he sucks, for I'm a rancher, after all. Week 2. The weather, which was balmy, has now turned bitter cold. I know it's only been 2 weeks, but this calving's getting old. There's a calf out in the barn that simply will not suck, while another's in the calving lot. At the hips, he's fastly stuck. The vet is on his way again. He knows the way by heart, but they always said the first 2 weeks would be the hardest part. Week 3. I've got another prolapse, and I tried to get it back. Tried to push 10 pounds of Jell-O into a 5-pound sack. The vet had to come out again tonight. It went back just like he said. Everything was looking good, but by now the cow was dead. Week 4. It's snowing hard again tonight. The wind chill's 10 below. I'm going to need a wrecking bar to pry that calf up from the snow. I pulled 4 calves today since breakfast, which I never had. I got knocked down by a cow. She hurt me pretty bad. Week 5. I overslept again last night and missed my shift by hours. I guess there'll be 2 less calves that won't up and die from scours. I've got another head cold. My knee is swelling bad. This month of March has got to be the worst month I've ever had. Week 6. I'm so sick of calving. I've never been so tired. No sleep and too much coffee. I've never been so wired. I've been sleeping in my clothes for over 4 days now. My banker never mentioned this when I bought this bunch of cows. Don't know how real ranchers do it. This calving has got me down. Call the sale barn, woman. These cows are going to town. Ken Moreland submitted that one to the good stuff.
Oh, Ken. That just brings back memories and for a lot of people. Okay, I thought this was extremely interesting. I'm not sure who sent these in, but Swift Creek, near Alton, Wyoming, is fed by the world's largest periodic spring. A periodic spring discharges its flow for short periods of time and then stops, only to resume flowing a few minutes later. The cycle varies according to the time of year and local precipitation, but it generally cycles from full flow to dry bed every 4 to 25 minutes. It actually makes a roaring sound as it rises to the spring mouth.
Huh. That's interesting. Some interesting area information.
Yeah.
You know, I have 3 of those horses' New Year's resolutions that we never got in on a previous program.
Oh, let's do those.
Okay. I will not shy at familiar objects just for fun.
Yeah, we've known a few of those horses. I will not bite the bottom of the horse in front of me during the trail ride just to say hi.
Liven things up a little bit. And finally, I will put my ears forward and cooperate when it comes to photos.
Oh, be photogenic, horse. Very good. Those are great New Year's resolutions. I'm not sure. Is that all of them?
That's all of them. And I don't know who sent those in. I wish I did because it was kind of fun to bring you some of those now and again.
Yeah.
And if you want to submit something to the Good Stuff program, pretty easy. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and then listen to future editions of the Good Stuff.